Tony Fomerson. No. In a letter carefully housed in the Christchurch Art Gallery's archives, Tony Fomerson tells the story of the making of this painting, the first of his works to be acquired for a public art gallery. In the letter, he details the houses he was living in while working on the painting and where he bought the materials for it. Attached to the letter is a photocopy of an article and accompanying photograph published in an English newspaper in January 1966. Although the painting is based on the photograph, Fomerson is careful to note it is not about the article or the event it describes. You cannot read or hear these words without immediately wanting to know just what the article was about. Titled When 100,000 Cockneys Go to Devon, the article describes plans to build satellite suburbs for Londoners in the Devonshire countryside. The photograph shows a man, his hand thrust towards the camera, his head pulled away, an angry and exasperated expression on his face. It is captioned, "The village blacksmith pulls a face at the thought of an invasion of townies." Fomerson's early paintings often developed from photographs and illustrations that he chanced upon. He clipped this particular article from the Sunday Times when he was living in England, during an often tumultuous three-year stint he spent in Europe that included 3 weeks in a Paris jail and 3 months in a London hospital. No is one of a series of portraits from photographs Fomerson painted in the early 1970s. In these portraits, dark, somber colours and closely cropped compositions emphasise the intensity of the figures depicted, who were often prisoners or people in mental asylums. Fomerson said he was using the forms as metaphors for the way society treats the people on its margins. In No, a defensive gesture made by a village blacksmith towards a newspaper photographer is transformed by Fomerson into a larger statement about refusal, denial, and the distance we can create between ourselves.